views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, back again for more fun. We are talking about today one of the most important subjects today is about your health, your longevity, your happiness, and your ongoing livelihood of how to feel good inside your own body. And today we already know that that is very hard to do. Today I have my special friend, my special guest, Dr. Makeba Morin, who specializes in holistic nutritional healing. She's with me these next few weeks because we're talking about a very important subject, and that's 21 chronic illnesses and how to live with your chronic illness and be happy and hopeful. As we know, there are more than 21 chronic illnesses. I specialize in 21. Plus, we're talking about how to look and feel good despite the fact that you may have hormonal issues, immune dysfunction, cancer, colon issues, fibromyalgia, hepatitis, arthritis, liver issues, thyroid, and on. The good news is your body is a miracle. In addition to all the other things that it does for you, it has to replace over 250 billion cells every single day. That's a big job for the body. The bad news is, if you are sick, if you do have a chronic illness, replacement of those cells become harder and harder because your body becomes weaker and weaker. And through the process of something called degeneration, things start happening that you don't like. You start looking bad, feeling bad. And a lot of it has to do with poor diet, lack of exercise. Of course, living in a very detox world today, and I don't have to tell you that we're toxic because we already know now. We've been talking about it for the last 20 years. Eating chemically processed foods. Today, Dr. Makeba is going to talk to you about how to correct some of those issues, but most of all, how to heal the mind so that the body can learn to regenerate, because if your mind is not in sync with your body, that's not good. So I'm bringing my special guest on, Dr. Makeba Morin.
Good afternoon. Good Friday. How are you today? How was our family?
I think we're hanging in there.
We are already in February. That is amazing. 2015 has started off for a bang with me, and I've been hearing from some of our listeners out there, and from what I'm understand, everyone out there seems to be very hopeful. And as we know, everyone wants to be healthier. And of course, we know that that can lead to a more happier existence. It's definitely my pleasure to be your guest. You know, Ronnie, you're a good friend. We've been, naturopaths in this together for quite some time. And it's such a blessing, and it's so exhilarating to be able to share knowledge that literally adds to our existence and to our joy and to our whole experience here. I mean, it's really wonderful. And I know what I'm supposed to be talking about. One of the things we all want to do is, how do we equip ourselves mentally that as we become healthier, that we're also mentally healthy, that we're happy, that we're satisfied. And, you know, Ronnie, we both specialize in different forms of nutritional, but as you mentioned, a lot of people don't connect nutrition with their mental psychological, energetic, spiritual state. But it is directly related.
I know. Yes.
So I actually want to delve more into that and how your nutrition, it has a direct effect on your mood, how you feel. And we know how you feel and your emotions is basically dictating how you overally exist, whether you're in a happy state, a sad state, a depressed state. And one of the things that I wanted to point out, because I know a lot of us out there may not be aware, but the brain releases chemicals, okay? And it releases these different chemicals. And one of the main ones is serotonin. And I know we've heard about this hormone and this chemical serotonin before, but we also know.
Are we lacking in serotonin? Why is everybody so unhappy? Are we lacking in serotonin? Explain to everyone how important that is and why is it that we're taking Prozac and Ativan and all kinds of pills to get that feeling of feeling good again. What's happening that we've got a society of just popping pills to feel good?
Exactly. Addicted. Okay, it's two things. It is the extreme toxicity of the body. And unfortunately, a lot of times that what happens are those drugs that I actually haven't found any that don't. But many of those drugs that you take in order to feel better actually stop the release of serotonin. Therefore, you become addicted to it because serotonin is the hormone that's released that gives you a feeling of joy, that gives you a feeling of balance, of tranquility, that helps to prevent things like bipolar, depression, schizophrenia, paranoia, that gives you a balanced view of life and enables you to be able to cope mentally with stress. When you have extreme toxicity in the body, which comes from nutritional deprivation. So it's not that we're, it comes from a few things. It comes from nutritional deprivation, meaning you're not getting enough nutrition or the right type of nutrition. And then extreme toxicity, meaning that what you're putting into your body is very, very toxic. And both of those stop the natural production of serotonin. Then when you go to the drugstore or you take a prescription medicine that is supposed to make you feel better, it's actually, most of those drugs actually stop the release of serotonin in your brain, which ultimately is going to lead you to feeling more mentally depressed or these type of psychological things that cause us to not feel fulfilled in life. When the answer to it is proper nutrition and detoxification. So that
you know,
is your specialty.
Lately, especially because Valentine's Day is coming up and we just finished with New Year's and Christmas and all of these different holidays, there's this superfood out there, Caica, C-A-C-A-O. And, it, you know, they claim it's a longevity food. And you know, it comes from a fruit grown from a tree that produces theobroma, and it's supposed to be a component of chocolate. And
yes,
people all over the country, it's just amazing how it's going to become a big seller. And it is good. You know, it is a superfood. It does increase blood flow to the brain if you take it in a huge amount. And it does, it is a feel-good, and it does have magnesium in it and all of these great things. But my point that I'm trying to make here is that people will embark on one superfood and they'll overdose on it. They'll think that that's the magic. And, you know, and I've been doing this work for years, and I've been telling people health longevity is a process. You start with one thing, but this, you have to get on the wellness train, and you have to stay on the wellness train in order to create wholeness and wellness in the body. Because we're not just talking about a body part here. We're talking about whole body wellness, body, mind, and spirit. That takes knowledge. It takes work. It also takes partnership.
So what you're saying, Ronnie, is we're talking about a lifestyle. We're talking about making wellness, making mega nutrition, making detoxification a part of your lifestyle. Because when you if you overdose or you just go crazy on one part, you're still going to be in balance. And it's also the mindset. So taking on a lifestyle, when you take on the lifestyle that in many areas, I want to have a complete nutritional regimen that's adding to my life, where I don't have to take a drug that temporarily makes me feel good, and overall it actually makes the condition much, much worse. I absolutely love this subject, Ronnie. You're such a great host. You bring these wonderful topics that are in, and I'm looking forward to our next segment. And for once, someone should introduce you. We'll be back with the wonderful Dr. Ronnie DeLuz in our next segment.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuz wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuz at info@ronniedeluzonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuz, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Want to begin to develop your own intuitive skills? It's easier than you might think. Make it a deliberate practice for yourself this month to trust your intuition.
For this week, or for a real challenge these next 28 days, make an effort to follow every single hunch you have. Heed every gut reaction, no matter what it is.
Journal for yourself about the intuitive experiences you have, and remember to highlight any validation about them after the fact. Soon, you'll become an intuitive powerhouse, able to make even better decisions in the moment.
And if you want to really build your skills, get my Psychic Gym Handbook or attend a Psychic Gym event. For more information or to schedule a session, visit davidzarza.com. That's David, ZARZA.com. Or call 206-920-9409. Once again, that's 206-920-9409.
Hi, this is Dr. McCabe, and we are back with the Dr. Ronnie Show, talking about the 21 chronic illnesses, and more so, how to feel healthy, hopeful, and happy as we're presenting solutions and remedies. And in the last segment, we were discussing some things, and particularly how nutrition is directly related to our mental and psychological state, therefore how we feel good, because that's what this is all about. How do we feel good? And as you pointed out, Dr. Ronnie, a lot of people, unfortunately, in our society, and I think it's just the way we think about a lot of things, find out one thing that's healthy and then kind of obsess about that rather than making wellness a lifestyle. So we're overall being can feel good, so you can have a healthy heart, a healthy mind. I know that you were telling me I know you gave a wonderful testimony, a lady that came through your clinic some time ago, and it's a sad story, but I think that we need to present that so our listeners can hear how this is about a lifestyle. This is about how a state of being. This is about how we can encompass wellness, not only in our body, but in our minds and our spirits. Do you remember the lady we were talking about, the exercise?
Yeah, there's been so many stories, but I particularly remember this one, and I want to bring her up because she was a medical doctor, and it was a very happy, sad story. But I want to, before I mention her, I want to give people, I love the name of the show, Miracles of Health and Wellness, because there's truly a lot of miracles, and I truly believe that the body can heal itself. And I was talking to a scientist not too long ago, a doctor who writes for a journal of longevity. And we were talking about chronic illness. And I specifically remember the facts. And I remember him saying that in 1 year, we can have a brand new body. You know, we talked about how there's 300 or over 250 billion cells in our body. And cellular health is what. It's where it's at. Cellular health is what creates a new body. So in 1 month, we can build new skin. And I've actually seen that, you know, because I worked in the burn unit as a nurse many years ago. In 3 months, we can build a new skeletal system. These are miracles, guys. In 6 weeks, we can have a new liver.
Yes.
In 1 year, we can have a new brain. In 4 months, we can have new blood. In only 5 days, we can have a brand new stomach lining. Now, we're not just naming these things because some scientists wrote it, but we're saying this because many, many scientists have been written about this for centuries. It's up to us to create the miracles in our bodies by practicing what's called let food be thy medicine. And there's many ways that we can learn how to do this. And I'd like to talk about that in a little while, but I want to tell you a story before I forget about our young client who came to the retreat several years ago. And she was a doctor that was diagnosed with cancer. And she looked good and she was healthy looking. And that's why you can never know when someone has a cellular disease, because it's not like you can visually see a broken arm, or you can visually see the tracheotomy in the neck, or,
yes,
you know, you can see a tumor on the stomach. So she looked good, and clearly she was not, because she was in stage four. And basically she said to me, well, I don't really believe in a lot of holistic stuff. And so we asked her why she was there, and she said, well, I'm here because I love it on Martha's Vineyard. I used to come. My nanny used to bring me when I was a child, and one of my staff got offended by this. She said, but I love to be in the company, you know, African-American women. It makes me feel really comfortable. You take really good care of people, and I love what people have been saying about you, and I feel so loved being here, even though I don't believe in a lot of holistic. And I said, well, he said, well, what do you believe in? She says, well, I'm going to keep doing what I do because it works. And I said, what is that? She says, I swim. I said, you swim. And I said, then what water do you swim in? She said, I just swim in the pool. And I said, well, can you explain to me what's in the pool? Is it special water made for you, or is it that same chlorinated water that I know that's in the pool? And she said, it makes her feel good, it makes her stronger, and it makes her healthy. And all of that may be true, because we do talk about the mind and the body, correct?
Yes.
And if you feel good, then you can, but that's just part of it, feeling good, because we're talking about much more than feeling good. So everything has to make sense. Even though that made her feel good, what was it doing to the toxicity load in her body? What was it doing to the cellular level? Was she swimming in a pool of chlorine toxic water? And we all know that our skin is our largest organ in our body.
Yes.
And so what was happening to her? And we could not, and you know, and we could not pierce that basic knowledge that she wanted to hold on to, that just give me my drugs, my chemo, and let me keep on swimming. Well, okay, of course, we already know how that ended. And didn't end very well. But the good news was she was happy to the end. The bad news was it was a very short end.
Wow.
So I tell people all the time, everything has to make sense. And we are given the tools, and especially today, we are being told over and over and over again, if you want wellness, if you want health, the body needs something from us, and it is up to us to give the body things that manage chronic illness. And we're talking about superfoods. Yes, we are. We're talking about green foods. Yes, we are. We're talking about some of the highest antioxidants. We're talking about things like herbal remedies. We're not just talking about a juice, because one of my other clients, she thought she can cure things by just drinking a juice. It's much more than that. Wellness is comprehensive, but along the way, if you just get on the wellness track and start somewhere, you will find that each and every day, as you look in the mirror, you will see your body change. Because like we already said, new skin in 1 month.
Right.
So you can see all of the miracles happening if you just stay on the wellness track and continue to educate yourself. Because superfoods that's rich with green phytonutrients and amino acids is the first line of defense, because it's full of things like potassium, calcium, manganese, phosphorus, zinc. Some of the most abundant sources of vitamins and minerals are in some of these superfoods, but you've got to know exactly what you're doing, because education is number one, but the product, and people don't understand this, the product, not all products are the same. Not all juices and phytonutrients and antioxidants are the same. So along the way, I will always say you need partners along the way to get to complete wellness.
Right, right.
And you're a great partner. You know that, because I know you work with some of the best doctors around the country. I know that about you. And I've seen you on the phone with some of the best ones.
Yes, yes. And you know, as I was saying earlier, I love the heightened awareness and the heightened educational awareness that's happening in our country right now. Because what you're saying, Ronnie, is that we need maximum nutrition. And as we discussed the last time, through superfood, through things that have phytonutrients, and I heard you mention one thing, is that we need a lot of what we need are these whole food nutrients. Because, you know, as you were mentioning, the green supplements, if the higher quality ones are going to have the proper balance of the minerals and the vitamins, the calcium, the phosphorus, the iron, it's already going to be ecologically balanced when you do it in a superfood form. And the other thing you were mentioning that I wanted to just go over is that the body completely regenerates itself. So that's what the doctor was saying. Different organs take longer time, like the brain, but we can help our bodies perform such miracles because they're going to regenerate. So either it's going to regenerate with those same old toxic cells and create more cancer, or what you're saying is that when we detoxify and when we put these superfoods in our body, as it goes through its natural cellular regeneration, we can cause it to regenerate where it's creating a miracle, getting rid of the past toxins, thus the past diseases, and regenerating to a healthier you, because it's regenerating either way, whether it's going to carry those old toxic cells that create the degeneration and disease, or whether it's going to regenerate with cleaner cells, because we're talking about things from a cellular level and complete and whole wellness. And one of the things I want to say is, I know we talked about children last week, but Ronnie, we have both seen it and we've both experienced. You can train your child's cellular DNA and their immune system. This is what's beautiful about this natural regeneration cellular process that our body does. I have seen children who should have never had extreme allergies, asthma, which is and these all type of autoimmune conditions that are popping up, who ended up with them because of toxic overload, unbeknownst to their parents, thinking they're giving them the right thing at a young age. I have seen others who came through clinics like yours and whose parents got more knowledge end up getting rid of what medical doctors said was going to be a lifetime condition, like an asthma or like extreme allergies, because our body's constantly regenerating. So this mega nutrition that we're talking about is huge. And I know you discussed essential oils last week, but there are so many things. Can we give our listeners some tangible things that they can do to get on this whole wellness track?
Absolutely. I would love to be able to do that.
And I know we're going to have to do a lot of that when we come back after the break, but I know that you wanted to give another tip.
Well, let me, John just call in, and I want to tell you about John really quick, and we're going to come back with some natural remedies for you. I'd like to address a heart condition when we come back and what to do for that. Each week we're going to call in. I would love for you guys to call in. John just called in. I want to answer his question.
So maybe
John is a miraculous person, and I'm going to talk to you about him when we get back. It's a miracle. We're talking about miracles of holistic health and wellness when we get back. My special guest, Dr. McCabe Waring.
Miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Hello, we're back again with my special guest, Dr. McCabe Waring, who is your nutritional healer and also your mind and body. Let's talk a little bit. We've been having a lot of fun talking about miracles of holistic health and wellness, and we've been talking about how the body can miraculously heal if you do the right thing. And my old client who's been with me for many, many years reminded me of one of his miracles. When he came to me many years ago, he was extremely overweight and extremely tired. You know, that comes hand in hand. He had a blood pressure of over 250 over 110. And I don't need to tell you that that's a stroke waiting to happen. Yes, he did drink, and of course he smoked, and he ate bad food. And he didn't believe me, and we had to, of course, his lovely wife, if it wasn't for her, I don't think John would still be with us today because she believed in him and us. more than she believed in anything else. And because of that, we made a deal with John. And I have to tell you that today, his blood pressure now is 160 over 90. His heart rate is strong as a teenager, and John is 72 years old. Let me tell you what he did. Not only did he stop drinking, he stopped smoking cigarettes. I think John wanted to live. What do you think? He decreased his carbs. He increased his mineral water by doing what's called cell vitality. And we had some colloidal minerals that we used to have him take because we put them on water, distilled water, so we had to put them on minerals. And he was doing two greens a day, and he takes a protein shake with almonds and cashew nuts and coconut oil. And this, every single day, despite the fact that he still eats some of the foods that he likes to eat, sometimes I always say, it's not all the time what you give up. But what's most important is what you add to your diet that can make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And I believe when he stopped putting toxic food or eliminated most of the toxic food and started losing the weight and increasing his oxygen, he didn't want to stay on the couch anymore. He walked around the community. And for me, I love to tell that story about John because when he first came, he had no energy to even want to get well, because if your brain is not nourished and your brain doesn't have enough oxygen in it, you may not realize that it's not your fault because you have no motivation to want to get well. And I always tell that story. The first thing I tell my clients when they walk in that retreat, I'm going to help you feel better first. I'm going to help you with energy second, so that you're going to want to do my program. You're not even going to want to do my program feeling like you feel. And so I'm always going to say that. And that's, for me, is the most important part, is feeling good and having the energy. And, of course, if you listen to some of my clients, they'll say, well, looking good's next. But that does come. And I think that looking good certainly adds to the whole protocol of wanting to get better ultimately. So I always tell people, let's talk about the heart a little bit. Of course, if you go on my website, drronnieholistichealth.com, and you click on chronic illness and go to the store, you can order your chronic illness kit. The products we use are science-based medical food and products that have been proven scientifically to manage your chronic illness. But what I really want to talk to you about is my second love is essential oils. You know, I'm sort of kind of like when I embark on something, I go overboard too. Like every night I have to take a bath with a different essential oil. I've been having fun with these oils. Mm-hmm. But oils are very powerful. And some of the oils for the heart, I love frankincense oil. You can actually, it's the type of oil that not only can you put it in a carrier oil and massage it on you, but you can also put it underneath your tongue. Also, some of the other oils to help repair the heart chambers is Modrin, believe it or not, and Cypress. You know, and you can use them not only in a compress by taking 2 to 3 drops of it and putting it in a compress or warm cloth and putting it over the area of the heart. You'd be surprised that the skin, again, is the highest level of absorption, because skin serves as an organ. And that's why also you can take like 3 to 4 drops of these oils and you can put it in a bath salt, because oil don't mix with water. So you always have to make sure you put the oils in a bath salt and take a bath with it. You'd be surprised how it makes you feel, because as we already know, the heart also has a lot to do with the emotions. Heart conditions very often have an emotional origin or a component to your illness. So take care of your emotions at the same time that you're taking care of your heart. You go get yourself a chronic health kit, all natural supplements, and get yourself some essential oils and start taking care of your heart today. And all those who have borderline hypertension, you remember one thing. I have treated many people around the country with just chiolic garlic, essential oils, and some heart nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So help us out with one of your tips. Do you have a great oil kit?
Yeah, I do. I love oils, and I'm just so in love with this because you keep reminding our listeners and that our how we feel. You said, and I know this because I've seen you deal with hundreds of very, very happy clients. That and the first thing you do is make them feel good, because a lot of people beat themselves up and say, well, it's something wrong with me. I don't feel good. I'm having all of these symptoms, not knowing that it is directly related to a nutritional component that can be corrected. So it's very hard to get up and do anything if you don't have the motivation to do it. And oils help out with that tremendously. As you know, Ronnie, I've dealt with, I have teenagers and I've dealt with many athletes. And one of the oils that I found to be so effective, and the beautiful thing about these oils is they're not just good for one thing. That's the wonderful thing about dealing with these holistic remedies, is they're literally holistic. They can literally, they end up helping many things within the body. So this is something that takes away soreness out of the muscles. And at the same time, it's excellent for the respiratory system, for the lungs, and excreting mucus. And it makes it excellent for asthmatics, those with autoimmune diseases, at the same time being very good for sore muscles. And that's the eucalyptus oil. I like to mix eucalyptus and lemon oil because lemon oil does a lot of the same thing and at the same time increases that immune system. And so the eucalyptus lemon oil together is absolutely wonderful. You can use it in the bath as a bath salt. It's excellent. It also does a lot of works as somewhat of a detergent also in cleaning the air. Remember, these things are literally the remedies that, you know, you're sharing, that we're sharing, are holistic remedies, meaning that they have several good qualities, but we're mentioning the main thing they're for, and this is for respiratory, particularly at this time of the year where it's very cold and immune systems are naturally depressed in colder weather. And what the eucalyptus lemon oil does is help to keep those lungs clear, the respiratory system clear, also cleans the air. You can put it in a diffuser and diffuse it through the air in your little oil burner. And I just love eucalyptus oil. As you mentioned last week, essential oils should always be cut if you're putting them on the body with a carrier oil, which usually a healthy oil like coconut oil, or I prefer olive oil personally. Some people use sesame seed oil. You can mix it with one of those. You only need a couple drops. Essential oils, particularly the one that Dr. Ronnie has on her sites, are very, very potent. And you can, if someone is very congested in the lung area, I do this for asthmatics all the time, you can rub it on that area. You don't need much at all. Be careful with eucalyptus oil because it opens up the pores. So my suggestion is that you cover up afterwards and you stay in, because it's going to be like what we were talking like last week, a heat therapy. And they're just wonderful, Ronnie. And I so love this subject. And I'm looking forward to when we come back and broaching on it more. I think you were talking about Yangling, too. That's an excellent oil. Can you tell us a little about that before we go for break?
Well, I just love Yang Yang because, first of all, I love the way it smells. I love lavender and rose, and I like the smells of these oils as well. And so, and it just reminded me, we were talking about the heart. That's a really good one for the heart, too. It helps with the natural heart rhythm. So I think that when we come back, one of my call-ins wanted to know, can I tell them a little bit about foods for the heart and detox for the heart? So we'll embark on that. And please call in. Dr. McCabe, go ahead and give them the number to call in if they have questions or anything like that. We love questions, and we love to be able to get feedback. So next week when we come, we could have a full conversation around your chronic illness.
So the number
when we get back.
And you can call us in at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll give you that number again right after the break.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, back again with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. When we ended, we said we would give you the number for call-ins. We love call-ins because it allows us to be able to help you. That number is 1-800-930-2819. And if you want to go to my website for more information, that's Dr. Ronnie Holistic Health. com. One of the most interesting things is the numbers around cardiac and heart disease and how it's growing. And what I like to tell you is that emotions have a lot to do with it. And we've said that so many different times. And, we find that most people who have cardiac problems, if you really talk to them and listen to them, they have a lot of deep seated emotional pain. And Dr. McCabe, who's a wonderful mind-body nutritional healer, I'd like for you to give her a call if you would like to have some personal one-on-one with her. I would like to talk to you a little bit about detoxification and holistic foods that you can do for your heart. And we already know that greens is very high in oxygen, and it also helps to alkalize the body. And we know that when you have a chronic illness, that you're mostly acid. And if you have emotional issues, anything like anxiety, depression, or anything that has to do with the emotions, believe it or not, that creates further acidity in the body. And what we're trying to do is keep the body in homeostasis. And the best way to do that is not only to embark on a body-mind program, but also to eat foods to help you to increase some of the oxygen in the body and some of the minerals and phytonutrients that help the brain to function better. And I always tell people that first thing in the morning is you want to start out with something like a good, wholesome protein smoothie that has everything in it. because I believe in mega foods, because mega foods or superfoods feed the brain and it feeds the body. And then if you wanted anything else, I call it recreational food. Someone laughed because I said, well, if you eat that bowl of cereal, don't expect to have any benefits from it, except you're going to have a full tummy and you may have a little bit of gas and all this, but you're not going to get a lot of nutrition out of that bowl of cereal. But if you have my protein drink, I can guarantee you, you'll have 10 times more nutrition in that one protein drink than you would in that cereal. She said, 10 times more? I said, yes, 10 times more. So if you start your day out with a protein drink with some almond milk, and you want to add a little bit of berries if you want to, add coconut oil. But if you have a heart condition, I believe you should have fish oils, good omega-3, because also we already know that fish is really good for the heart. And, you know, a lot of people say, but fish are today, our fish is not good. Well, today our food's not good, but I don't want to talk a lot about one particular food not being good. So go out and get yourself some fish, but I'm saying get yourself some good organic, clean fish. You got to do the research. You got to do the work. You got to eat clean. And there's good fish, bad fish. If you don't, if you're a vegetarian and you don't eat fish, then you can still do another form of omega-3. But what I'm telling you, omega-3s are really good for the heart. The other thing that you want to do, and a lot of, and in this country, we're deficient in B vitamins. We have a big, huge B vitamin deficiency. And you know how I know that? It's because we have a huge increase in people taking antipsychotics, antidepressants, anti-anxieties, when it's just literally a B vitamin deficiency. But doctors don't go around testing you for B vitamin deficiency, so you may not ever know that you have that. Another thing you want to do for your heart, besides a protein smoothie, you want to have a good superfood green drink. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I had clients that come to the retreat and says, I do green drinks. And I go, great, what do? They say, every day I eat spinach and I put the spinach in my smoothie. And I says, and what else? And another lady said all she did was kale. But I'm talking about much more than that. I'm talking about all different types of greens. I'm talking about spirulina. I'm talking about very potent, strong greens and sometimes a little wheatgrass. I mean, when we talk about green foods, we're not talking about just spinach or just kale. We're talking about superfoods here. The other thing, when we talk about an antioxidant, because people like to know there's so many different antioxidants out there, start with one that you like. I mean, I happen to increase my antioxidant power, and I do a lot of different antioxidants. I do Vicodin, I do resveratrol, I do a lot of different antioxidants. But a great berry antioxidant, just start with that. That's better than nothing at all. The other thing we want you to do, if you have some heart issues, is we want you to embark on a really good, powerful mineral, liquid mineral. Because I don't need to tell you that our soil is no longer potent in minerals. We are in this country lacking in magnesium. We have so many people that have muscle cramps. Young people, their legs just cramp up. I mean, just kids cramping up on their legs. You know, what's wrong? It's not their fault. Our soil is deficient in minerals. We are no longer living in a society where you maybe should take vitamins and minerals. Those days are over. You have to take vitamins and minerals today. Our children need to take vitamins and minerals today. We are not getting what we're supposed to get from our foods. The other thing people talk about is clean water. Clean water is one of the biggest things that you have to change when you have a heart condition. You can no longer afford to give your body toxic water. You have to do oxygenated, clean, mineralized, distilled water. Yeah, you're going to have to do some work behind your water. You're going to have to do the research and find out that not all water is the same. And just because you buy bottled water doesn't necessarily mean that it's good water. And that's all I'm going to say right now, because I could talk to you for hours about just water.
Right.
So let's think about the water that you're drinking. Let's put in good nutrients like green foods, superfoods, antioxidants, and please increase your omega-3s because that's one of the biggest things for your heart that you're going to need to do. A lot of people will ask about, well, how much of omega-3? And it depends on the source, but we usually start out a gram. Or if it's liquid form, then we do a fifth of a teaspoon. But that also depends on the product that you're buying. So those are some of the things. Then I don't want to spend the entire time on foods for your heart. But if you start out with colored vegetables, like some of the colors are basically orange, yellow, green, purple. When you go to the store to buy your vegetables, please pick the rainbow of colors. Different vegetables have different phytonutrients, vitamins, and minerals.
Right.
Please don't get into my client that just says, just kale. I'm going to give you this number, and I want you to call in with your question. 1-800-930-2819. And Dr. Michaela, please give them your number. They need to talk to you about their body, mind, spirit, because
yes,
the heart needs to have someone to be able to pierce into the deep, deep unconscious part of where that source of pain is coming from. Where's
yeah,
the hurt? Where's
yeah,
the emotion?
Well, thank you. Thank you. You can reach me at 314-398-8676. Again, that's 314-398-8676. Dr. Ronnie, I've known you for so many years, but even still, I get my pen and paper out and I write and I write and I write and I write because you're such a wealth of information. And this is, you know, us pointing out that everything has a nutritional relationship, even the way that we feel. And you pointed out so many things that we need, and we have to write this thing down. One thing that I always notice with a lot of my clients, too, and I'll give just this one tip, is that if you have the old metal fillings in your mouth, heavy suggestion to take them out and get those replaced with
yes,
the healthy
yes,
white organic fillings, because it causes a lot of nutritional disturbances and electrical disturbances in our bodies, which prevent us from being able to keep the adequate nutrition. Ronnie, I always enjoy love being here with you. You're such a huge wealth of information, and I certainly look to next week coming back for part four of this segment.
Absolutely. I love you, Dr. McCabe. You are the one that created the get rid of the fear part of me. And I always tell people, and I want to leave them with this one thought. Let's wrap this up by saying to ourselves today, when nobody else celebrates you, you learn to celebrate yourself. When nobody else compliments you, you compliment yourself. It's up to you. Encouragement should be coming from the inside of you. Joel Osteen, I love that quote from him. I say at night, it's all about you. It's not up to others. It's you to encourage you. And I'll leave that thought with you. And next week, more on holistic miracles of health and wellness. Join me next week on your topic. Call me, tweet me, go to my website, drronnieholistichealth.com. Again, see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.